Good evening, and welcome to 7 Second Delay, the show that just won't go away. I'm your host, Ken, and I'm your host, Andy, and together we're hosting the show tonight. We'd like to take your calls. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tell us all about what's bugging you tonight, what you wish you hadn't done, with your regrets, how you feel this election is shaping up, and any predictions for the future. Also, we'd love to know which dried fruit has the most fiber and the most vitamins and the least calories to optimize the effect of the nutrition. So, again, let's go to our first caller. Yes, hello. Kyle in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hello. What's the evening?
Hi.
Can't believe
how
I got through.
Doing, Kyle? How do you feel about all this? What's your hope and dream about all this here?
The hopes and dreams? I'm just taking it moment by moment. You know, our family one day at a time. You just enjoy what
right.
you can, and you're grateful when it continues to the next. So it'll be fascinating to see the paradigm shift.
You
feel like it's there. I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you going to Thanksgiving this year, or are you going to cancel?
Oh, yeah, we usually host. Not happening. We'll do some kind of virtual, like, theater thing. Do it over. Maybe it'll be 7 days, 7 courses, where you take small doses of
That's
eating with,
idea.
You know, your intentional family people or something.
That's a really good idea.
And then that way you do, like, every day that week, you can call off work or go in late. And you go, like, hey, Thanksgiving's crazy this year. You know, I got my breakfast today. Sorry.
Wait,
you know,
wait,
the afternoon
you got your breakfast
coffee.
Today? Yeah. You're gonna
what
have
about
waffles
you?
For Thanksgiving?
I'm sorry?
Like, are you going to have the turkey waffle thing for Thanksgiving? Waffles?
We were on a big waffle during the pandemic.
Yeah. Let's go to our next caller. We have Cindy in St. Louis. Hello, Cindy, you're on the air. Hello, Cindy, you're on the air.
Cindy?
Please talk. Hi.
Hello.
Cindy.
You're on the air.
Hi, this is not Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name?
No, that's okay. And I haven't been screened, but I technically don't have to be. This is Pamela.
What did you want to say to Ken and Andy tonight?
What did I want to say? I love the zebra trucks. I really would love to tell my story. The last time they did this was, 10 years ago, I think? And I never got to tell my story about the
right.
slow motion horror story, which kind of feels like what is happening now, sort of a slow motion horror story, and I hope it has a happy ending.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, you think you can tell that story in not too much time and keep it clean?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna
put
only,
you through. The story was just that I had a slow motion horror of slugs coming into my eating my cat's food from the outside, and it felt and I just couldn't do anything because you can't step on slugs. They're huge slugs, like 3 inches long. I know that's really
exciting.
No, you have
to respect slugs. You have to treat. You have to actually probably move them to a slug sanctuary.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, I actually think I did just threw them outside. I didn't throw salt on them or step on them, so my cat didn't eat them.
Yeah.
I know that's
you just
very exciting.
Threw them out. I mean.
But I miss Ken and Andy. I know, unless their voices have changed, just tell them I miss them.
Yeah, it's too bad what happened to them, but
yeah.
they both got canceled.
All right, well,
you know.
Hopefully they're doing okay.
They're not. They're really not doing well at all. But thanks for asking.
Okay.
Let's go to our next caller. We have
okay,
Mitch.
Okay, bye.
We have Mitch on the line. Hello, Mitch. You're on the air. Hello, Mitch. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, I love the show. Can't believe it got through.
Okay, Mitch. Thanks. All right, let's take our next caller. Who we got? Please call us at 201-209-9368. Call right now. You'll get through, possibly. All right. We may have to go to a word from our sponsor. This show tonight's sponsored by Red Lobster.
Am I on the air?
Just want to say that our 17th caller will get a free lobster if you call right now. You will get a free lobster if you're the 17th caller. You will get through, and you will get that free lobster. Call us now at 201-209-9368. Again, this is 7 Second Delay, and we're happy to let you get through.
Hello.
Right now.
Hello. Am I on the air?
Eric, what do we say? Hello? Karen? Andy? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Please call 201-209-9368.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. It's Zane in New York.
Hi, how's it going? What do you make of all this right now? The current political climate?
I don't know. I think that the most important question you asked was the most fibrous dried fruit, and I think it would have to be an apple. So that's my answer, I guess, to all of this.
Oh, no. You misunderstand. It wasn't dried fruit. It was drive-thru. What drive-thru restaurant do you prefer for 5 minutes?
Oh, drive-thru?
Yeah.
David, drive-thru. I'm a big Popeyes fan.
Popeyes? That's a bold choice.
I love their chicken sandwiches. I can't resist.
Not a lot of fiber in that chicken sandwich, though.
Well, there's the pickles. Don't you think about that?
Of course. A lot of fiber in that pickled cucumber.
That's true.
You know? It's about a dime, right? It's about a dime's worth. What about the biscuits? Do the biscuits really clog you up, or do you feel they pass regularly?
I think, you know, they're not a blockade, but they, you know, they keep the stool together so it doesn't come out, you know, not fun.
It's the mortar in your wall.
Really, yeah. It's the concrete.
Excellent. What about for iodine? Where do you go to?
Iodine?
Yes.
I don't know what food is high in iodine, actually.
Eggs? Fish.
I eat eggs every morning for breakfast. Eggs would be my pick.
Wait, sorry, where was I? Did you go for breakfast?
I eat eggs. I eat like a scrambled egg every morning.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. All right, 201-209-9368.
All right, give Ken and Andy my best.
Thank you.
How's it going? Am I 13th caller? Hello? Oh, am I the 17th caller? Did I get the lobster?
I think I'm the 17th caller, actually.
No. I called before you, pal. I was there. I was on the air first.
Yeah, but I think you were 16, which would, you know, line up with your story. I think I'm 17.
You try to trick me there. I see what you're doing there.
I just really want that lobster. I'm not trying to trick anybody.
What are you going to do with the lobster? You going to treat them good?
No, I'm going to boil them. Of course I'm going to treat them good.
I can't allow that. You're not taking that. It's ridiculous. What are you, an animal? You're going to boil them? No, I can't allow that. I was 17. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take this to the courts or whatever.
I was going to pour some butter over them. Some people would enjoy that. You know, that's kind of nice.
Oh, I bet. I would enjoy pouring some butter over you, pal. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
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 Oh, it's three of us. Are we singing harmony?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
With who?
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi. I don't know if you were calling about the lobster, but... I think it's been given out already, so that's not a thing anymore. Hold on, I'm making mashed potatoes. I have to turn my timer off. How are you tonight? How's everything in your world? Yeah, same here. It's boring.
Hello?
Hi, are you the 17th caller?
Yes.
No, sorry. I thought that was me, but you're right. I'm not good with counting. That's a problem with this country. No one's good at counting anymore. I don't know if you watch the news or not.
Well, there can be a lot of 17s.
How can there be a lot of 17s?
Hello?
I think so.
Well,
hello?
There's 17 in different typeface and different accents. So mine's the American one.
If you go,
what's your favorite accent to say?
Negative 17.
No,
go the other direction.
I can't believe they're just letting us talk on the air like this.
Hello?
We raised a lot of money during that hell.
Are there 17 different lobsters?
No. Well, there might be. If they're each, like, how many ounces? One each.
Andy and Ken are clueless, and when they pull you on the
acapella.
The wheels live again.
I want Aaron to call up.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Aaron needs
I don't think
some...
he can eat a lobster, though.
Does Aaron... Well, I don't know. Aaron, can you call up to let us know if you can eat a lobster? Just because he uses a machine for his voice doesn't mean he can't eat a lobster.
Oh, that's true. I just kind of assumed he was a machine, but it's possible that's just...
Well, isn't everybody a machine? Not Ken. Oh, you know, I wonder if Annie's in his masturbatorium smoking pot, because it's legalized, right?
I think so. That, Yeah, he probably is in his masturbatorium right now. That's where I would be if... Well, it's usually where I am during the show also. Okay, how many people are on the air right now? On the count of three, everyone say me, and then we'll know how many people are on the air. One, two, three. Me.
Talk about the election, shall we?
Where's my lobster?
Michigan's kind of on the fence. You know what I mean? They haven't called it yet. Trump is threatening some
lobsters.
What do you think of it? What do you think of it?
Who is this? Where's Andy? Andy? Ken? Where are you guys? Oh! Oh!
Yeah, that's too bad.
Me. 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 Me.
Hey, you.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, pal?
Oh, is this just like a chat line today? Is that what's going on?
Trying to get some lobster.
It's about lobster. I'd like to free mine.
You guys giving out a red lobster?
Hey there. It's your favorite text-to-speech caller, Aaron in Minneapolis. Or maybe not, but I think I am the only legit one that calls into FMU proper. The number is 201. 201. Hey there, it's your favorite text-to-speech caller. Hey there, it's your favorite text-to-speech caller, Aaron in Minneapolis. Or maybe not, but I think I am the only legit one that calls into FMU proper. The number is 201. 201. 9368. Dial, you know who this is. This call-in is about as entertaining as Washington. But without the enraged political crazes.
Gaspacho.
Hey there. It's your favorite text-to-speech...
Gaspacho.
Oh my God, Aaron! Oh my God, Aaron, I love you, you're the best! Aaron, woo! Aaron! Aaron is the best.
Hi.
Aaron in the house. Aaron in the Minneapolis house, on the airwaves, dominating. We
what
like
is
it.
This?
Hello?
Yeah?
Are you on the air?
Yes.
Oh, good to talk to you. Who is this? Who do we have here?
Nadia? I was like a regular caller for a few days, and now I am again.
Oh, you had your 15 minutes of fame on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good to have you back. How is everything going?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Who is this?
Did you vote?
Well, I'm not at that age to vote, but my.
Oh, everybody has an excuse. I'm so tired of people that don't vote. You know, I can't vote. I'm not old enough. I'm in prison. Oh, I don't have any arms. I can't pull the levers. You know, everyone has an excuse. You got to get out and vote. I don't care. You know, I don't care when you were born. It doesn't matter. You should be voting, right? You drive a car at least, don't you?
Where's Ken and Andy?
This is Ken and Andy. I'm representing both of them tonight.
Where are they?
They're safe in an undisclosed location. I think they're both in a van somewhere hiding.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
You know, the usual
tonight?
Family van. They're just hiding out. They're camping out in the van until things blow over. Things got a little heavy.
Who did you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
Yeah.
I voted for Ralph Nader Ginsburg.
No, I mean for president.
Oh, for president. Oh. I voted for Biden.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's the good guy, right? I voted for the good guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did he win Pennsylvania?
I think Pennsylvania is a hotbed of uncertainty. They're trying to figure it out. There's so many ballots, you can't possibly count them all. There's just too many.
I think they might announce it like on Friday or even on Monday, because
yeah, that's too long. I can't wait that long. I mean, imagine if you ordered a pizza and they said it would come Friday. Would you accept that?
Pizza?
Or would you say I want my money back?
I like one pizza now.
What if the pizza was like half one flavor and half the other flavor, and they couldn't decide like what type of pizza to make? It was like all split down the middle.
What's the theme topic here?
Oh, right. The topic was which country produces the best asparagus? Finland claims to have the best asparagus, but that's just hype. I mean, a lot of people say it's Belarus.
I don't really like asparagus, but I sort of do.
Exactly. Nobody likes asparagus, which is why this is a terrible topic.
Half of the people like asparagus. Who doesn't like asparagus?
I think Trump voters like asparagus and Biden voters don't.
Maybe some Biden voters do like asparagus, but I doubt that. Maybe Trump likes asparagus.
Yeah, he probably does.
And then the Trump voters will like asparagus because Trump likes asparagus.
Asparagus is kind of slimy.
Hi.
Kind of tasteless and slimy, like Trump.
Fine time for lobster.
Yes, you're the 7th caller.
Oh,
well,
great.
I gotta go now. Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
My lobster.
Who?
The lobster.
It's a monster. Okay.
No, the lobster.
Hey there. It's your favorite text-to-speech caller, Aaron in Minneapolis. Or maybe not. But I think I am the only legit one that calls into FMU proper. The number is 201-209-9368. Dial carefully, folks. This call-in is about as entertaining as Washington Journal on C-SPAN, but without the enraged political crazes. But I just wanted to say hi to Ken. I know you are likely stoned out of your mind given it's going to be legal in Jersey.
Hey, Ken.
Anyway, I am against this lobster giveaway crap. I can't have any lobster as I am vegan.
Well, lobster's not
and
crap.
I isn't of solid
is...
food. Anyway, so there is your answer. Thank you, guys. 201 209 9368. Dial carefully.
Is there going to be another rally for garlic butter?
Okay.
Since
Taco Bell. And the reason why is because they have a lot of beans. I wouldn't normally eat a Taco Bell, but, well, I was driving to San Francisco, and the options were pretty thin, so we went to Taco Bell, and we went through the drive-thru, and we got burritos, and it worked because we didn't have to eat again until we got to the city. And as far as lobster goes, you can give me a free lobster. Time you want. You know, I would make lobster enchiladas. I've done it before. My neighbor gave me a lobster. And I had to do something with it, and it was gigantic. It just about filled the kitchen table. And I made enchiladas, and it was a lot of work, but it was well worth it. Okay, there you go. My opinion about everything that counts. And let's just hope that Biden can keep it going for, what, 10 more points at this time? And then the page will turn, and we'll kick that other person into the ocean. All righty. Goodbye.
It was well worth it. Okay.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
This is what happens whenever New Jersey gets legal weed.
Ad had a great idea, the impossible lobster, and I think that that could be a new 7-second delay food, and it would be great, and Aaron could have it. So do it, Ken and Andy, now.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Thank you.
Yes, I got through. Hello? My... Ken? Andy? Anybody home? Anybody home?
Eh mec, je me présente, je m'appelle Charles-Henri Dupri. J'habite dans, dans ce quartier me promener. Je suis unique dans une hôtel particulier. Yes. C'est la croix à la bannière pour me sentir. Par un zone arabe du coin, les neuromarches. Hôtel de vie participe les autres ghetto. Eh mec, mon homme à moi, c'est Hubert Saleri. Patrick Stanislas Duc de Montmorency. À 5 ans et demi, j'avais déjà ma Ferrari. Vous pouvez pas la conduire, bien sûr, c'est trop petit.
Where's Danger at? We haven't heard from him since, like, COVID. And it's been months. Like, he usually was calling every week, and we haven't heard a peep from Danger in probably at least 6 months. So, like, if anyone knows him, please call him and tell him that he's missed.
Uh-huh.
Hey, am I the 17th caller?
Yeah.
No.
Extra butter?
I was just...
I want my lobster with the extra butter. Have my garlic bread ready.
I wanted to know if Danger is like Beetlejuice. If we say his name 3 times, if he'll appear. Danger, danger, danger.
On the radio?
I'm looking for Hobie.
This is Hobie? Am I on?
I was never very good at basketball, you know, but I was practiced a lot, and the other day I got a hole in one. That's really good, right? So everyone knows the biggest dinosaur that ever lived was the T-Rex, and the biggest ass that ever lived was the T-Rump, otherwise known as T-Rump. And we're just all biding our time till we get that fool out of there. That's all I got.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roads is falling. It's you. Must go and I must fight. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow. Oh, when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's all me here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh
Danny boy, I love you so. Upon the swan a far, far away. Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. Way down upon the Swanee River.
Can of beans. Ours is essentially a tragic age, so we refuse to take it tragically. The cataclysm has happened. We are among the ruins. We start to build up new little habits to have new hopes. It is rather hard work. There is now no smooth road into the future, but we go around or scramble the obstacles. We've got to live. D.H. Lawrence wrote that.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, Lord, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Oh, let it be.
When I was back there, still ringing. When I was back there in seminary school, there was a man there who put forth the proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer.
Gazpacho.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. We've got Mitch on the line. Hello, Mitch. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead, Mitch. Please speak. Oh boy, we're having technical difficulties here again. Mitch, call back. Let's go to another caller. We've got Glenda. Hello, Glenda. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. Thank you for calling. How is the weather out in Walla Walla?
Textual evidence.
I'm sorry?
Going to one such example. In 489 at Minosis.
Oh, yeah?
A site east
sorry,
of Alexandria with a large cast of idols
anything.
Was found in a temple dedicated to the ancient Egyptian god Isis. The Christians...
Hello.
Right.
Hi. Does this call cost money?
No, it just costs your soul. Small amounts of your soul.
Oh, God.
But it's a pretty reasonable rate, as long as you don't stay on too long.
Oh, well, what
you will
we
get this time
about?
Back when you die, but you have to fill out a lot of forms, and it's not really worth it.
Can we work something out?
Well, they say you get this hour back at the end of your life, asterisk, and then you look at the fine print, and it's like, it takes you more than an hour to fill out the paperwork, so it's like, it's like when you want to return a
non
charge a $10 fee.
The Watusi.
A fee?
Who's your favorite foosball champion of all time?
My father...
Don't know when, but I know.
we'll meet again some sunny day.
Gazpacho! Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. T'en es bien la grâce. This is my quest to follow that. No matter
how hopeless. Thank you. Hello, WFMU. Here's a song.
You're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County and New York City at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks to Ken. Background music by Young Marble Giants, with their immortal Zebra Trunks. Also Danny Boy, and other musical numbers, performed by God Knows Who. TTHE calls were by the sick, twisted listeners of this station. We are sorry. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blaze with Matt Fivash. Love you. Take care. And above all, Boojer. Thank you. Bye.
I had a dream the other night when everything was still.
Jeff? I just want to say I love you. And I always will.
Bye.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
This land is your land.
Morning.